Hi, my name is Warren Perry, and Benjamin Bloom and I are here interviewing Saki Sawicki, a former Smithsonian Fellow at the National Portrait Gallery. When did you come to the National Portrait Gallery?
Okay, I came into the National Portrait Gallery in January 2004, and I stayed here until March 2006.
So the Portrait Gallery was closed the whole time that you were here.
Yes, exactly. But I think that was a very exciting moment to see how people were preparing for the reopening and the show. That was very interesting, though.
What did you do while you were here at NPG?
Okay, I was doing my research for my dissertation, and which was on the history of the National Portrait Gallery. And I was working with Amy Henderson, the historian. And I think the Portrait Gallery is such a unique museum to show the history of a nation with faces of an extraordinary people. And so I think this museum stands on a point where art and history cross or intersect. And this is what we cannot have or even think of to have in Japan, because the notion of the Portrait Gallery is deeply involved in the sort of an individualism, Western or American individualism, and it is based on the individual's achievement. So I was interested in how this unique museum realized in 1968. So I started my research at the Smithsonian Archives to see the papers and documents of the people who made a great contributions to make this gallery happen. And one of these people is David Finley. And I also went through the document minutes of commission meetings from the first to the latest. And on a course of my research, I found the idea having the National Portrait Gallery in the United States can be traced back up to 19th or even to the 18th century. You know, the museum in Philadelphia of the Charles Wilson Peels is one of the earliest form of the National Portrait Gallery. So I read Peel's paper, and also I visited the National Portrait Gallery in London, because that was the first and original portrait gallery on the earth.
Well, did what you find while you were working here meet your expectations? Did you come in with some notions and were they fulfilled by your research, or were you surprised in any way by what you discovered?
Okay, as I got myself familiarized with this gallery, my interest got broadened to include other issues than the history of this gallery. And so, of course, it went beyond my expectations. And for instance, I did not expect that money was such a big and important issue for museums in the United States. And in the United States, federal government do not or is moderate to support cultural affairs. So you need to raise money to for the exhibitions, collections, programs, whatever. So if you say national in the United States, it doesn't mean you are fully funded by the government. Whereas in Japan, if you say national museum, like us, it means we are 100% funded by the government. So it's a, you know, big difference between two countries.
Do you have any development functions in your museums?
At the moment, no. But our museum, the National Museum of Western Art Tokyo, has been privatized since 2001. So I think it's very similar to the Smithsonian Institution. We are partly funded by the government, and partly we need to raise money by ourselves. And the governmental support has been reduced year by year. So fundraising is becoming very, very important issue for a museum. But we do not know how we can do this, and we do not have a development officer at the moment. So, you know, we are in a very tough moment.
Like, do you have a large visitorship every year?
Yeah. We have three temporary exhibitions in a year. And, of course, we have a permanent collection, which is open all through the year.
Right.
Yeah, and but our museum doesn't do a contemporary art exhibition, so it's kind of a traditional museum.
Have you put the idea into motion about putting an American portrait exhibition up?
Actually, we did. It was before I came into the museum. It was, I think, 2001. A Brush with History.
Right.
Yeah, it traveled to our museum.
I didn't know it was there.
So we have plenty of catalog of that exhibition in our library.
What portraits, if you could put together an exhibit of American portraiture, what portraits would you like to see go to Japan for an exhibition? Elvis?
Elvis, yeah, that's a good one.
That's a
good Elvis. I think pop culture would work in Japan because most Japanese do not know much about American history. So if you show the portraits of the like an 18th or 19th century, it's something distant for Japanese people. But if you put like a Madonna or Elvis, yeah, that's what they feel. I know him. Oh, I know her.
Yeah, we all have to come to know Elvis. That's what I say. What was the most enjoyable part of your experience here and your fellowship?
As I said, meeting people at the gallery. And, of course, staying in Washington is very, very nice experience. There are so many museums for free. And, you know, from a big museum like the National Gallery of Art to a small museum like the Phillips Collection. So.
Very well. Thank you very much for talking with us, soon-to-be Dr. Saki Sawicki.
Thank you very much.